Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, October 28th, 2024, pre-market report. Let us just set the stage here real quick. We don't have a market anymore. You all know that. We've talked about this forever. This is some other kind of entity, again, being driven right now by world central banks who are hell-bent on wiping us out. Wiping us out via any mechanism that they can come up with. And it seems like, what have I been saying? People are leading themselves into the slaughterhouse. I think we're on the same page here. But this has now taken on a whole new, a whole new thing. What am I talking about? For quite a while now, you and I have been speaking about the expectations of the stock market and maybe even more so the crypto space. But I would say they're more or less pretty much equal here. The stock market and the crypto market are pricing in a Trump selection. We're pretty much on the same page here. But now, again, a whole new thing is happening. So read this headline. Wall Street is going all in on election betting markets. So what is happening? And I'm not even going to read this to you. I'm just going to summarize what's going on here. Wall Street is betting that the betting markets on who's going to be selected for the next president here is correct. It's a derivative bet. Basically, what this comes down to is a derivative bet. So Wall Street is betting that the betting markets are correct. And there are massive leverage bets here. As a matter of fact, even Robinhood is getting in on this thing, which has turned, literally has turned the markets, which are already a freak show, into a more extreme freak show or a casino on a massive scale. So what this is all about here is, look, this is pretty obvious, and you don't have to take my word for this. You can look it up for yourself. As I've been telling you, everything I say, please verify. Okay, so the betting markets with regard to the presidential selection here have literally gone all in on a Trump selection. All in. Now, stock market and the crypto market. This isn't new to you if you follow this blog, but I'm going to say this. And I'm going to say it again. If this does not turn out the way the betting markets, again, Wall Street is now, you know, it's turned into like a super casino, betting that the betting markets are correct, and it turns out the opposite way. And let's say friends, my friend like Gerald Celente is saying that Harris is going to be selected here. Some people are going to be devastated, absolutely devastated. There's a lot of emotion here. When you're in the markets in any way, shape, or form. People, look, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. You got to take emotion out of it. From a market standpoint, from a crypto market standpoint, look, man, Trump is the man. All right, let's just lay that out here. Period, the end. We understand. And this is, you know, this is not emotional here, okay? Take out politics and everything freaking else here. Why would the stock market outperform? First of all, there was a lot of factors here. But what the market wants, the stock market wants here is zero and possibly even negative rates. Trump is a proponent of that. We all know this from what? From his last tenure. He called the Fed boneheads. Very nice term. I think they're a lot worse off than boneheads because they weren't going to a zero or a negative rate environment, which would vault the stock market into the stratosphere and beyond. From an economic standpoint, obviously this would be a destroyer, but the market doesn't care about that. The crypto space, we've already spoken about this, but let's cover it. Right now, let me just show you what's going on. Let me just give you a handle on this. Bitcoin, okay. Here nearing 69,000, there's a couple other ones here. Look at crude oil. Crude oil is cratering. What did we say yesterday right here? Right on my markets to look ahead. I said, Sometimes I get it right, man. Not all the time. But I said I would expect crude oil to fall on the back of the so-called limited strike Israel launched against Iran. But look at that. It's down like 6% crude oil. It may not be over anyway. Look, man, but the longer term, commodities and crude is where you need to be. You all know that. What else is going on this morning? So on the back of the so-called limited strike, you got stock futures higher pretty much across the board. Gold and silver under a little bit of pressure this morning. Not much. Incredible run-up as of late. But let's just get back on target here just real quick. So the Wall Street is now at the clown show of clown shows at this point here, taking its perspective from betting markets. And the betting markets, it's all emotional. You have to understand. It's all emotional. Emotional trading is bad trading. For my Lions out here, you must be logical, methodical, and exacting to beat the market, to stay ahead of the system. Does that sound about right to you? You must, if you're a new Lion here getting into the markets in any way, you got to separate yourself from the propaganda, the garbage, the nonsense. You have to understand the game that is being played right now. And the backbone of this game is easy money. You all know that. Big earnings week here. Big tech earnings week. Ignore it all. In my opinion, again, you're entitled to your own. Ignore all of it. It's everything here is about easy money being pumped into the system and possibly even zero or negative rates, which is why the market wants Trump. You understand what I'm talking about? Either way, either Harris creature or Trump creature, what you can expect, and this is a lock, and if you think I'm wrong here, again, save the video to your computer so you can go wherever you watch your lovely videos, and let's go back here and check it out after the selection, say 6 months after. What you are going to witness here is going to spin your head around like the freaking Exorcist. You are going to see debts and deficits balloon on a scale that you can't believe. You're going to see inflation continue to rear its ugly head to a much greater degree, no matter if Kamala creature or Trump creature is selected. Neither one of these things has a plan to make your life better. Believe me on this, okay? They are spokespeople, Kamala creature, Trump creature, for the Federal Reserve. How do we know that? Because they're selling you the Fed's plan. I mean, I hear from people all the time, oh, Greg, you're wrong on this one. Really? Is that why Kamala creature stole Trump's vision? Okay, because it was him first, that promising lower rates. What does that mean? That means the Fed has to create cash out of thin air, get into the market, and suppress rates. And if we get zero or negative rates if Trump is selected, what does that mean for you? It means you're done, even more so than now. But the 1 and 2 percenters, the Elon Musk of the world, oh, they're going to be foaming at the mouth because they're the ones that are heavily invested in this market, way more than the average guy or average girl. We're nothing. You understand that? Anyway, man. So this is just, I want you to understand what's happening. I don't want you to think about it. Wall Street, and now Robinhood is getting in on this. I know a lot of you do use the Robinhood app, are betting that the betting market is correct. If the betting market is correct and the crowd is generally wrong, I want you to think about what I'm saying here. If the betting market is correct and Trump is selected, it's going to be a beautiful thing for the markets, for the stock markets, and for the crypto space. If they are wrong, some people are going to, well, the people who are on the opposite side of that trade are going to make out phenomenally. Okay, the ones that are saying, okay, you know what? The crowd is betting on Trump. I'm taking the opposite side of that trade. Generally, that's the way it works. That's how successful traders work, just in case you weren't sure about that. But look, if the Kamala creature is selected, this market, in my opinion, is going to throw a tantrum on a massive scale. I really believe that. And the crypto space, you see what Bitcoin is right now? I just want to give you a little heads up on this here. That's wrong. Let's see. You see what Bitcoin is? You know, Trump, the Bitcoin president, which he's called himself repeatedly, the crypto president, promising to make the United States the crypto capital of the world. You see Bitcoin here at now 69,000? I would not be surprised if Kamala Creature is selected. You could see Bitcoin below 30. Below 30,000. That's my take on it. Don't be surprised to see that. But what would that mean? Would that mean that you got to run for the hills out of crypto space and go suck your thumb off? No. What it comes down to me, how, and my perspective, which I just look at the market cap of the space, about one DAO component, the room for growth here for my crypto lions, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I would be, if Kamala Creature is selected, I would be so bullish, so absolutely bullish on the drop, which will occur in the crypto space, you have no idea. With regard to the stock market, it all comes down to this. Whatever creature is selected here, okay, look, I don't give a damn. I'm telling you the truth here. I really don't care. From a market standpoint, we already understand. Trump, from a stock market standpoint, also a crypto standpoint. But we're watching this. We're watching that, man. Look at this. This has not really changed too much. Again, don't focus overly on this number. It's how fast we're getting there. You understand? But right now, there's an element that we really do need to consider. This, the fact that Wall Street now is all in. Again, all in. Like no limit hold'em. Texas hold'em, right? This should really... especially the fact that this is such an overcrowded trade right now. I don't know, man. I would expect the unexpected and even the unbelievable, as I said yesterday. So look, man, you guys and girls, come away with this. I hope with, you know, put emotions and politics aside. Put that aside. Let all these people run rampant in whatever they want to do here. You understand? There's going to be a reality moment here. And that, I believe, again, as you all know, is going to be an event that's going to shake the foundation of the earth, of the world, the population of this world. All right, but let's not even go there. I'm talking about in the immediate future. We have the selection just a few days away. So what are you going to take away from this? The Wall Street freaking freak show has just took on another stage of freakiness. It's a casino. It's some other entity here. This is, again, I'm an older guy. I'm freaking 50 freaking nine. I remember when this wasn't like this, okay? When the economy was actually driven by fundamental factors, when politicians were held to account for what they said, for when the mainstream media outlets or the media outlets overall were held to account, nothing anymore. The people have been silenced. They've been controlled. It's a controlled society. You can't speak out. You're not allowed to think outside the box. God forbid, say something that goes against the mainstream. You understand? This is, we have a controlled society and we are being controlled. Not me, not or you that follow this blog here. But I think we're pretty much on the same page. You know, just real quick, man, I want to bring all of you up to speed, up to what's happening here with this July 4th, 2025, a march that I would like to do or would have liked to have done on the Federal Reserve. So as you all know, there was almost no interest in putting together a lawsuit to actually sue the Federal Reserve. So that I had put on the back burner. Now, with regard to gaining support here, I'm gonna tell all of you something that I find very, very disturbing. Okay, I have reached out to virtually every single one of these YouTubers who are anti-Fed as well and understand the situation. Only a fraction of them wanted to back this march on the Federal Reserve. I'm not going to call anybody out here, okay? But I am extremely disappointed. It looks at this point that maybe we'll get 500 people there. We needed thousands to march on the Federal Reserve. And again, this isn't a protest. This was to raise awareness as to what a criminal organization of the highest order, the Federal Reserve, is. There's no interest in this. There's no interest in taking up a lawsuit against. Again, there are some of you that are very passionate about it, as myself. So no interest there. We already put that on the back burner. With regard to marching on the Fed to raise awareness, there's no interest here either. People do a lot of talking. Okay, I found that. I did not realize that this would be the truth, and it's very disappointing to me. But as of now, okay, the lawsuit has already been put on the back burner. I'm going to say this too. With regard to our march on the Federal Reserve, July 4th, 2025, it looks like that's not going to happen either. There is almost no interest here. And from YouTubers that I've reached out to, some I haven't even heard back from, and after reaching out repeatedly, all right, not interested. That bothers me. But you know what? That's okay. What are we going to do? We're going to step back and we're going to regroup. We're going to look at this as an opportunity instead to find a better spot. Because again, this institution, people, I don't know another way to tell you this, man. They are the enemy. Central banks are the enemy. They run it all. And now they have Creature 1 and Creature 2, two puppets selling you their plan. Does that tell you anything here? When you hear Trump, Kamala, with their repeated promises of lower rates, you realize what they're saying to you, right? They're saying, we support the Federal Reserve. We're going to allow them to inflate and you lose. That's really what they're saying. You got to understand, okay? People have been duped, lied to, deceived and distracted. And this is a mechanism that has gone on. Since you and I have taken our first breaths, it's up to us to kind of see through the veil here. You understand? Let me just say this one more time. Whoever is selected here, and whatever your vast dreams and hopes are, they're going to be shattered. Because we lose, because the Federal Reserve will remain in control. And there ain't no way to stop it. You understand? And that should upset you, because you and I were looking for a way to change this, all right? But we still are. Don't be discouraged here. We're just going to find a better spot moving forward to attack this situation here, all right? Just the timing is obviously wrong with regard to the lawsuit, with regard to the march here, which is just to raise awareness. People don't give a damn. You and I do, okay? But the vast majority are happy to live in this current kind of a situation. You just wait till this whole situation gets real, and it's going to get real. All right, people, look, so that's kind of it, man. We're going to just depart ways here just for a little bit, or part ways to the end of the day. So people, have your questions ready for me later for the live stream. I hope you got something out of this. That's kind of it, man. We're not going to change the damn thing so far. All right, we're on target. And no matter what, we got each other's backs. Always. All right? Love you from the heart. Till we meet again later, please take care of yourselves and each other. All right?